Hey, it's Jeff again, and we've got a rarity. I had to start this one over because I went on too long. Go figure. My topic today is playing games, or as Scott Nicholson might say, not playing games. As video games have gone on from the 70s to today, they have instituted various forms that all equate to basically either not playing or not doing anything interesting. The first one was a holdover from tabletop D&D, and it was mapping, having to draw on grid paper as your characters go down the passageway and mapping the traps and the secret doors and stuff like that. Now, it seems like just nobody in the video game world, and really even nobody in the pen and paper world, had asked gamers if they liked it, because as soon as alternatives came along and auto-mapping came into being, everyone grabbed onto it like gold. But it seems like they waited so long to do that it didn't make sense they hadn't said, do you want to be mapping rather than playing? And then the second form is for RPGs, specifically MMOs, but also non-MMORPGs, and it's grinding, which is technically playing, but at the same time, if you're fighting the same fight over and over and over again, you're not enjoying the game. You're just grinding out levels so that you can fight the next higher monster eventually. Now, I know that RPGs need to measure their character over time as they grow, and that's how you, get the sensation that your character's progressing. But at the same time, I've seen RPGs like the very, very good Vampire Bloodlines not tie RPG experience to monsters, but tie it to story events. And so they only put in as much combat as the story needs, and then it's over. So I think that really was a much better way to go, and I think a lot of games have gone from there. And the third one is for the modern freemium game, which is, there's two forms of it. One is to pay to speed up the game, which is you press this button, wait 8 hours, or press this button and pay $2 and go right away. That one I can kind of tolerate. It's preying on the impulse for instant gratification. But the ones where you buy in-game currency, like you buy the in-game currency, and the in-game currency gives you access to better cards or better warrior units or whatever that you could ordinarily earn by just playing the game. And if I'm paying to not play the game, I know how to get that for free. It's called not playing the game at all. So it just seems counterproductive for games to put in these features that say, here's how you can avoid playing my game. And I feel that games like Saints Row went into it with, how do I make every part of this game fun? That was really an intelligent way to design games, and I'm surprised more people don't do that right from the start. So, when you're designing a game, consider if the point you're putting in is fun. Thank you.